bold chrome letters with a white strip beneath them. Darrow Film Distribution. Bric-a-brac and clutter, hand-painted toy soldiers, an empty decanter, old photos and toy cars. Newspaper ads, estate sale, everything must be sold. Yard sale, lots of small appliances. A mansion in tree-lined grounds, amongst a number of people, an attractive dark blonde middle-aged woman holds up a key. Over a tray of antique pocket watches, garage sale mystery. Night, a van driving along a quiet road. Suddenly the headlights go out. The van pulls into a mansion's driveway and the doors open. Two burglars, head to toe in black, hurry down the driveway, making stealthy movements. One is tall, the other is slender. The slender burglar stands on the tall burglar's shoulders and climbs onto a sloping roof under the first floor windows. The slender burglar runs along the roof. The slender burglar opens a window, then goes inside. Moments later, the front door opens and the tall burglar goes inside. The door closes. A bright day. In another sprawling gabled mansion, the attractive blonde Jennifer Shannon sits at her laptop in the kitchen. A handsome guy, Jason, enters, rubs her shoulders and kisses her cheek.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
So when's your first?
8 a.m. Early birds will be hovering outside already.
At least you're not that crazy.
I asked Hannah to go with me, but she wanted to sleep in.
I don't blame her.
You think she's okay?
She'll come around. We're gonna break out better now than later.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Wow, another burglary.
Where?
Glenwood, same as the other one.
Really? That was there for a garage sale last weekend. Surprising. Nice place. Well, I'm glad all our money is in our house. Oh, look at that face. Whoa!
She grabs a flask and keys.
No junk!
Love you!
We have enough.
Jennifer drives her car.
I'm probably home. I'm just avoiding someone. Leave me a message. If I don't call you back, it's you.
Get your butt up, partner. It's almost 8, and I'm about to do some damage. Expect treasure.
On a well-to-do suburban street, she pulls over beside a garden with a sail on. She gets out of the car and wanders towards the front garden. She makes her way through a crowd of buyers and various tables with things for sale. A lady with red hair smiles at Jennifer. A young man in shade smiles too. Beaming, Jennifer waves to a silver-haired bearded man. She spots someone browsing an expensive-looking fur coat. She spies a battered-looking tin with Mayfield on the lid. She looks thoughtful, then focuses on the old wooden table holding some more items nearby. Next, she eyes some crockery. She breaks into a wide smile and approaches the crockery stall. There are dozens of antique-looking china plates, cups and saucers.
That's very pretty.
Kinda. Seems a little old-fashioned.
It was my grandmother's favorite. It's an English design.
I'll give you $75.
$125 and I'll throw in the chair.
Hey, excuse me, this is a lovely sale you're having. I have a friend that might be interested in the Royal Albert. How much for all of it?
I might be interested.
You did this last week. I just made an offer.
Well, I might make a better one.
Yeah, anything's possible. How much for all of it?
I'll give you $150.
Cash.
Garage sales are always cash.
$200. Don't usually buy furniture.
Well, yeah, but if you got a dining room table, you gotta have china to put on it.
I will give you $250 for all of it.
Counter. Oh.
The two guys go.
Thank you. I thought I'd get 200 tops.
Oh, well, then I guess we both did all right. It was a win-win.
You know, there was a set I was going to keep. Since she bought all this, and we're so nice.
What is it?
Matching teapot with service.
May I see it?
It's inside.
Smiling, Jennifer heads for the house. She drives down a tree-lined road. At another house, another sale is in full swing. Jennifer pulls up and spots a tall brunette woman in a blue top chatting to some buyers. Jennifer gets out of her car.
Hey! Excuse me. I thought this address was familiar.
Oh, I should have called you. Oh, you could have helped me price all this stuff.
Why are you having a garage sale?
Well, for fun. And I want to redecorate.
Oh.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Ben.
New rule. Kate can't buy any new stuff till she gets rid of the old stuff.
I see she's got you working.
Oh, you know me. Always working.
A lamp with a glass shade.
Oh, this is nice.
Oh, repro.
Oh, I'd live for the day when I find a real Tiffany at a garage sale.
I'll bet. Oh, come inside. I have something to show you.
Oh, great.
In the vast house.
I've got a few pieces that might be really good for your shop.
You know, it's not such a good idea to have people in your house at a garage sale.
We're not going to carry this all out into the driveway.
Oh, wait a minute.
A Buddha statue in pale green jade.
Oh, hold it. You don't want to sell this.
I do. I don't even remember where we got it.
I'll consign it at the shop if you want, and I'll give you a fair price. This is really old jade. Oh, my goodness. If I didn't have a conscience, I would buy it. You have it marked for $40.
Too low?
Add another zero. Ooh. Here. You keep this. Buddha will bring you good luck and long life.
Fine. I'll put it with the not-for-sale items.
The not-for-sale shelf has a few ornaments and a box.
Oh, I want to show you the dining room.
Oh, great.
So, this whole set is going to go because I found a Duncan Fife double pedestal with lyre-back chairs.
Oh, my. Where'd you find that?
Over in Davis. It's on hold.
Huh.
Excuse me. I was wondering about this coffee table.
Oh, sure.
I'll see you outside.
Okay, great.
Outside.
Well, they were seeing each other for 2 years, so she's taking it pretty hard.
Oh, well, Hannah will be fine. I mean, it just takes time, right? And who didn't have a college breakup? Hey, can we have lunch soon?
Sure. How's Tuesday?
That's great. Yeah, Monday I'm having a massage, a facial, getting my nails done, and Ben will be out of town on a conference. So, yeah, by Tuesday I'll be all relaxed and ready for a long lunch.
Are you okay?
Yeah, of course.
You're sure?
We'll talk. Yeah, it'll be great to catch up. It's been so good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I'll see you Tuesday.
Okay.
Kate and Jennifer hug, then Jennifer goes. She drives to a smaller house surrounded by trees and fields. She gets out of her car and approaches another, more low-key cell.
Silver plate.
Even amongst the small crowd, she spots the same faces, the red-haired lady and the two guys who haggled over the china. Jennifer spots something on one of the tables, two pieces of what looks like curving train set track. They're sticking out of a box. She picks them up and spots the woman selling. She heads over with the track pieces in hand.
Excuse me, do you have any more of these?
I think so, down in the basement. There's a couple of mystery boxes. You want to drag them up? They're yours.
Any idea what's inside?
Maybe some more track. Some other junk. $20, you can have the lot.
Deal.
She pays, then heads down to the gloomy basement. Jennifer stops on the stairs and unzips her bag. She takes out a torch and switches it on.
Oh, I hate basements.
She finds the boxes which have more pieces of track sticking out of them. She takes the lid off the top box. Grinning, she finds a toy train inside.
Bingo.
A bright yellow antique shop rags to riches. Jennifer's parked outside. A brunette comes out.
Hey!
Hey, Danielle!
Jennifer hands her a box.
I thought we made a rule years ago, no mystery boxes.
And I have a rule, no basements, but I went.
Such a martyr.
At the first sale, some china.
Dalton?
Royal Albert.
Nice.
It gets better. Mm-hmm. She let me inside to see one more item, cost $100.
$100?
Mm-hmm. Teapot. And service.
Nice. Well, you deserve a green drink for that.
What?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah, kale, apple, spinach, carrot, beet, and ginger.
I was thinking more like a coffee. Mocha Java would be nice.
Drink it. It's live food. Oh. I guarantee it's better than my date last night.
Mm. It tastes like I'm drinking a lawn. A bitter lawn.
It's so good for you.
Oh, there's no way your date could have been worse than this.
Oh, really? He sells canine healthcare products.
What?
Uh-huh. Tooth whiteners for dogs. I wanted to tell him he could use a few himself.
Must have been a rough night.
That was funny. It's very funny. You drink your juice, I'm gonna get the boxes.
So I figured where there's track, there's train.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got a headless Barbie.
Oh, nice.
And a dog-chewed Lincoln Log.
Oh, no.
Stunning ashtray.
Let's see what we have in here. Oh, wait a minute. This is nice.
Oh. Okay. One thing to put on eBay. How much?
It's a fairly large vase with hand-painted flowers on the side.
$50?
At home with Jason.
Hey, did Hannah make an appearance today?
For a while, foraged for chips, then retreated upstairs.
Logan, what am I doing?
Teenage Logan.
Cooking dinner?
Then don't eat anything.
Appetizer. Ugh. Did you find the Atari demo?
Nope.
Atlantis 2, look for it, okay?
Already on my buy list.
Well, banked, big time. Super Sidekick 4 also.
Got it. Jason!
Appetizer.
Ugh.
With a mug in hand, Jennifer goes upstairs.
Hannah?
She opens the door to late teens Hannah's bedroom.
Hey.
Hey.
Hot chocolate? We missed you at dinner.
I just couldn't eat anything.
Oh, can I see what you're working on?
A drawing of a tree.
Oh, that is so good. You are so talented, Hannah.
Pretty Hannah looks dubious.
You want to talk about it?
What's to talk about? We broke up. Happens.
Sweetheart, this will pass.
Oh, it's not like it's something I ate, Mom.
Look at that, you're laughing already.
Because you're such a goofball.
You're laughing. Smile. I see it.
Don't make me laugh.
Tickling.
I'm miserable.
Are you listening to breakup songs, too? Is that what this is?
I'm like the biggest cliche ever.
You are kind of a cliche, Hannah Banana. Let me hear what you're listening to. Oh, that's sad. Give me a hug. You're gonna be fine.
Yeah, I know.
And I love you.
In Jennifer and Jason's bedroom.
You liked him, right?
Seemed like a good kid.
Yeah, I liked him too.
She gets on the bed and cuddles up to Jason, who's reading.
Any chance they might...
get back together? No, she caught him in a lie.
That'll do it.
I hope she's gonna be okay. I'm glad she came home for a few days.
She looks thoughtful.
Hey, this morning, did you say one of those burglaries was in Glenwood?
Both of them.
I was thinking. Isn't it odd that I went to 2 garage sales recently in Glenwood and now there are 2 burglaries in Glenwood?
Oh, no.
I'm gonna get some chamomile tea. You want some?
No, thank you.
Jennifer hurries off.
Papers in the kitchen, local section.
In the kitchen, Jennifer studies the sale ads.
One could be a coincidence.
The sale addresses were both burgled.
2 is very interesting.
In a sleek white gown, she nips over to the recycling and finds another newspaper from amongst a pile of them. She reads.
And 3 is 1 too many.
Jennifer opens the door to Hannah's bedroom and finds Hannah asleep, still in her clothes on top of the covers. She gently drapes a blanket over Hannah, who's lying in the fetal position, looking quite serene. Very carefully, Jennifer takes an earphone out of Hannah's ear, then bends down and kisses her on the cheek. The tall and slender burglars sprint back to their van. There's another masked person inside.
What happened? Did I see you?
Go drive!
Just stop the van! Let's get out of here! Go!
The driver and the tall burglar are both men. The slender burglar is a woman. At the sheriff's department, Jennifer is in Detective Iverson's office. He's reading one of the newspaper ads.
I thought it was a little far-fetched, but then I went to where we keep the old papers for recycling, and I found a third.
So you think thieves are going to garage sales to case houses later returning to steal things?
Exactly. And the thing is, there are some regulars, people that I see at different garage sales. I mean, isn't it possible that one of them could be a thief? How do you like your new office?
How do you know this is a new office?
Outline of old frames on the wall. Something's been taken down recently, like someone's moved out. Cardboard boxes over there, like someone's moving in. Your name, it's not on the door.
Very impressive.
So what do you think of my theory?
The garage sale mystery? Granted, your powers of observation are exceptional, but every town has burglaries, and every town has garage sales.
Yes, but you've had a rash of burglaries, and I'll bet that the thieves knew exactly what they wanted. Like they had been in the house before, or at least been to the house before, like at a garage sale, where they could see where the windows were, if there was security, if the family had a dog.
Okay, listen.
Don't you think it's a strange coincidence that the same three houses that had garage sales are the same three houses that were burglarized?
Handsome mid-20s Iverson looks at the ads, smiles, and shakes his head.
I can't believe this.
What?
You're talking me into it.
Sorry. It's my nature. Saturday, 8 a.m. My house.
She writes her address on a post-it, hands it over, then goes. She finds Jason working on a bench in the garage at home.
Hey, sweetheart, I'm going to get going. Oh. Wow, this bench looks amazing.
Yeah, I made it from that busted-up bed you dragged home a few weeks ago.
Oh, Danielle and I are going to have a bidding war over this at the store. Mm. Give me a kiss.
Oh, hold on, young lady. They laugh you out of the station this morning?
As a matter of fact, they did not laugh me out of the station. Detective Iverson wants to go garage sailing with me on Saturday.
Oh, good to see our tax dollars at work. Mm-hmm. By the way, Hannah went out jogging this morning.
Well, maybe there is life after boyfriend after all. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, Kate, are you home? I'm parked in your driveway next to your car. I thought I was supposed to pick you up at noon. It's now 12:15. I rang your doorbell. You didn't answer. I called you on your phone. You didn't pick up. Where are you?
Eyeing the locked-up house, Jennifer hangs up, then makes another call.
Oh, hey, Danny, it's me. Did Kate call the shop by any chance? Huh. I don't know. It's weird. Well, I guess I'll just hang out here for a few more minutes and then I'll take off. Okay, see you later.
In bright sunlight, she hangs up, then studies the front of the house. Looking thoughtful, she goes around the back of the house and up onto the porch. She holds her hands above her eyes and peers through the glass on one of the back doors. She tries the door's handle. It's locked. She walks along the porch towards another door and tries the handle. It's unlocked. She opens it. She enters the darkened house.
Kate? Kate, it's Jennifer!
She walks through the opulently furnished room.
Anybody home?
She stops and gawps, horrified. Kate lies face down on the floor up ahead. She's unmoving and her eyes are closed. Jennifer rushes over and feels for a pulse. The police are outside. A covered body is carried from the house on a gurney and loaded into a coroner's van. Iverson watches the van preparing to leave, then spots Jennifer sitting nearby. She stares blankly ahead. Iverson makes his way over to her.
You okay?
Yeah, I guess.
We reached the hotel in Indianapolis. Mr. Douglas is getting on a plane and heading back.
How is he?
Not good.
Jennifer nods sadly.
Do you think you could walk me through everything you did before you called 911?
When I couldn't get her on the phone and she didn't answer the door, I walked around to the back of the house.
Could you show me?
She opens the back door.
Did you find it odd that a woman alone in a house wouldn't have locked the back door?
Yes. It did give me a bad feeling.
Iverson makes notes. Indoors.
Medical examiner estimates she'd been there about 10 hours when you found her. So you came in here, then what?
Right. I called out. No one answered. I called out again. And then I walked this way. And I found her there.
a white outline of Kate's body on the floor and bottom stairs.
What do you think happened?
Well, it appears sometime around 2 a.m. she went to go downstairs and tripped or lost her balance somehow and fell.
You're saying accident?
Pretty sure. No sign of a struggle. The house hasn't been robbed.
Wait a second. I was here just last week for a garage sale. Is it possible that there was a break-in just like the other break?
Hold on. I'd like to show you something upstairs. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Looking uncertain, Jennifer follows Iverson. She stops by the white outline of Kate's body. Grim-faced, she steps around it and starts up the staircase off the hallway. They enter a bedroom upstairs.
You see anything unusual?
No, it all looks perfectly normal.
Now, if there was a burglary, this place would look like a tornado.
Not if she surprised them in the act.
Okay, look at this.
A jewelry stand.
If this was a home invasion, these would be gone at the very least. There's no burglary here, and the fact that she had a garage sale last weekend is a coincidence.
I see your point. She didn't have a job. She didn't need to work. I mean, Ben's a financial advisor. He does very well.
So why would they have a garage sale?
It's funny, I asked the same question. Kate said she wanted to redecorate. Ben said she had to move old stuff out before she moved new stuff in.
Can you come into my office tomorrow? I'd like to take a more formal statement.
Sure.
Great.
Jennifer gets in her car. At Rags to Riches, Jennifer and Danielle photograph crockery. Water drips from the ceiling into a bucket.
As much as I like a good mystery, I think he's right.
I know.
I can't imagine walking in and finding her like that.
It's just so weird. People have garage sales and days later they get robbed. Kate has a garage sale and she turns up dead.
I didn't really know her. Were you close?
Used to be closer. I hadn't seen much of her lately. But I had a feeling that something was bothering her, the way she wanted to get together out of the blue.
No idea what?
Nope.
And now the vase.
Jennifer picks up the vase.
You know, this looks authentic to me. Are you sure it's a reproduction?
Yeah, I looked it up. It's time. It's Qing Dynasty, which is right after Ming. So if it were real, it would be almost 400 years old. Think fast. Oh! Like I said, $50.
They photograph it. A rainy night at home, Jennifer, Jason, Logan, and Hannah around the dinner table.
How did you know she was dead?
Logan.
Sorry.
Can we change the subject?
Absolutely.
There's a strained atmosphere as Logan and Hannah's eyes rove and Jennifer picks at her food. Jason knits his hands together.
So you talked to Ben. How's he doing?
He's in shock. I offered to go over there, but he said he doesn't want to see anyone.
Thought we were changing the subject.
Yeah.
Fine. May I be excused? I have to study for a test tomorrow.
A test or level 6 of Dungeon Battle?
Possibly both.
Logan picks up his plate and leaves the table.
I'll do the dishes.
Hannah gets up and goes. Later, Jennifer and Jason sit together on the sofa.
Look how little the kids are in this picture.
They look through a family photo album.
Oh, there's Kate.
That's a nice picture.
Yeah. She had a beautiful smile.
Jason puts his arms around Jennifer and kisses her hair.
The minute I entered the foyer, I saw her lying there. She was motionless. I went over to feel for a pulse, and she was cold. I immediately walked out the front door. I called 911, and I waited in my car.
Jennifer gives a statement in Iverson's office.
Anything else?
No. It's just so odd. She slips on the stairs and dies.
It's more common than you think.
Oh, I hate to think that she might have been lying there in pain.
No. Preliminary cause of death was trauma to the head.
she'd have to be unconscious.
She's been down those stairs 1,000 times. It just doesn't make sense.
There are a lot of possibilities. We'll know more when toxicology comes back.
They both walk outside.
You still feel like taking me to garage sales on Saturday?
Actually, I do. I think it'll help me get my mind off all of this.
Great. Well, I'll see you then.
See you Saturday.
She goes. She arrives outside Kate and Ben's house with a covered baking dish. In the kitchen with grim-faced Ben, she puts a note on the dish's lid.
You didn't have to do that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. If you get hungry, just pop it in the oven, and it's all ready to go.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
She puts it in the fridge.
Hey, would you like some coffee? I don't think that it's fully sunk in yet. Part of me expects her to walk through that door, you know.
I understand.
I have to go down to Mount Vernon today. Her mother's in a home down there. I think I should do this in person.
Would you like me to go with you?
I'm okay. Really. I'm just not sure how to tell an 80-year-old that her daughter's dead.
There's no easy way. You just tell her and then you be there for her. It's tough.
I'll figure it out.
Jennifer spots the jade Buddha missing from the nearby shelf.
This may seem weird, but there was a jade Buddha over here on the shelf the other day.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, Kate didn't sell it, did she?
No. Somebody asked about it, and Kate said that it was no longer for sale.
Do you know what happened to it?
I don't know. Maybe she took it upstairs. It's kind of the least of my worries now.
Of course, you're right. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Let me know if there's anything else I can do.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Ben shows Jennifer to the door. Jennifer pulls up at a building site where Jason's chatting to a colleague, Cliff.
Oh, no.
What? I can't take my husband to lunch?
Hey.
Hi, honey.
Jen.
Hi, Cliff. How are you?
Good. Sorry to hear about Kate Douglas and you having to find her and all. That must have been horrible.
Yeah, it was.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I didn't really know her. Ben was our financial advisor for a while.
How'd that work out for you?
He was good. I thought I'd do better online, not even close. Please send my condolences to him.
I will.
Have a good one.
What needs fixing?
I will have you back by 2, promise.
Will I get to eat?
Maybe.
On the roof of Rags to Riches.
Well, I thought you could come up with something cheap.
Honey, I'm an engineer, not a roofer.
Oh, you can fix anything, Jason.
Yes, anything.
First of all, there's supposed to be gravel up here to protect the tar from the UV. When the UV dries it out, it makes it crack. Look, there are cracks all over the place. So when it rains, you get leaks, right?
Everywhere there's a plastic bucket.
Look, honey, when it's gone this far, you're bound to have rot underneath.
That's what the roofer said.
Well, the roofer said the whole thing needs to come off and everything needs to be replaced.
That sounds about right. You know what? Why don't we carefully get down off the roof?
Why? Is it going to collapse on our heads?
No, there's no chance of that. Just promise me that you won't throw any parties up here, okay?
Oh, there goes our rager on the roof.
Go.
A customer enters the shop.
So that's all up here.
We do have some more purses over there.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Rags to Riches.
Thanks. I was trying to help my mom out. There.
She unwraps a Jay Buddha statuette.
Oh. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's old.
Well, that's what I said to her. She wanted to sell it, but I told her not to.
Oh.
How can you tell it's old?
Well, the color and the weight, mm-hmm. the way it's cut. Yeah. I'd say 40, 50 years old.
Well, if she were to sell it, how much should she ask?
We don't do appraisals here.
The customer looks thoughtful.
Do you want to buy it?
You said it was your mom's? I'd need to speak to her.
No No problem. I'll have her come back down. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The slender blonde customer leaves. At the building site.
Should we get another bid on the roof?
It won't get less expensive.
Where are we going to get $20,000?
You know the deal, Jen.
Yes, I agreed I would go into business with Danielle as long as it was self-supporting.
Which means the business pays for capital improvements. Meanwhile, stay off that roof. And I will personally fund all the plastic buckets you need.
Fine. Can I pick my own colors?
Any color you want.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
At the burglar's remote shack, driver Fred works on the van. The blonde customer, Celeste.
Oh, thank you.
So what do you want to do?
I want to do what we do best.
Saturday, we're back to it?
Yep. Better just keep your brother from wimping out.
He's cool.
He's not cool. And just remember, if it wasn't for me, we would have gotten nothing from that house.
She was talking to black-haired Ralph, who's been at all of the garage sales. At Jennifer's house.
Hannah, let's go if you're going.
Jennifer opens up to Iverson, who's got two takeout coffees.
Brought some mocha java.
I knew I liked you. Mocha java.
Hannah, come on.
Oh, I have a list of addresses for you of all the good garage sales where I think we might see some regulars.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind. I asked my daughter to join us.
No.
He studies the list.
This is great. I figured we'd take two cars just so it doesn't look like we're together.
Okay, good idea.
And if you see one of your regulars, just let me know discreetly. I'll follow them out. I'll run their license plate, see if they have a criminal record.
Oh, Hannah, this is Detective Iverson. Detective Iverson, this is my daughter, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi.
Jennifer arches an eyebrow.
Adam.
Adam. Hannah, why don't you ride with Adam? He won't stand out if he's with someone.
That's a good idea.
Okay, I'll see you guys at the first sale.
Okay. Wait.
Come on.
Whoa. Sweet.
Thank you.
His vintage car.
What's its name? Thank you.
On the road.
I should apologize for my mom. I'm embarrassed she foisted me off on you.
Oh, I don't mind.
I don't want you to have the wrong impression.
I don't.
Good. I just broke up with my boyfriend. He was a real jerk.
Do you want me to arrest him?
Her eyes rove. She smirks, then nods.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
They share a chuckle. Jennifer wanders around a big house inspecting items for sale. With Iverson, Hannah rubs her arm, looking chilly. He takes off his jacket and offers it to her.
Cool.
Thanks.
As Hannah puts the jacket on, Jennifer spots the Englishman who tried to gazump her crockery bid coming downstairs in a flat cap. She attracts Iverson's attention. Iverson follows the Englishman at a discreet distance and stops on the front steps. The Englishman approaches a silver SUV. He unlocks it with a fob and gets in behind the wheel. With the window down, he starts the SUV and drives away, passing Iverson, who surreptitiously makes a note in his pad. Iverson drives Hannah back down the road.
Political science. I graduate June this year.
Then?
I'm interning at the Capitol, then law school in September.
Iverson nods slowly.
What?
It's just, you look pretty young to be going to law school.
Oh, okay. What, and you look old enough to be a detective? They call you Doogie at the station?
Oh, ouch.
They give you a gun with an orange plastic
okay,
tip?
Okay, easy, I'm sorry, I apologize. Detective Doogie. That's what they call me. Mm.
Celeste is at a sale in the garden.
We'll stay put on this one. You recognize anyone?
Yeah. See the guy with the dark hair, sunglasses, about 30 years old?
Yes, got him.
I've seen him a few times in the last month. In fact, they nicknamed him the Stranger because he never seems to be shopping.
Okay. Hopefully he doesn't stay long. We can get his plate.
Steakout. Cool.
Hold on. See that guy with the green army jacket?
Yeah.
You seen him before?
No.
I have. The guy's a known thief. His name's Sam.
Great job, Jennifer.
Jennifer smiles and hangs up. The dark-haired guy with sunglasses is Ralph. The green jacket guy, Sam, passes Iverson's car.
Hey, I need you to jump out. I gotta have a chat with this guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hannah gets out and takes off Iverson's jacket.
Oh, hey. Thanks for the jacket.
No problem.
She puts it through the passenger window with a smile. Sam gets into a yellow car parked behind them, then drives past. Iverson starts his car and sets off after him. Hannah stands by the roadside, aimlessly swinging her arms.
Sure, I'll get out. No problem.
Jennifer waves.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you're violating my rights.
You're right, Sam. I'm violating your rights.
And you can't just hassle me for no reason.
You're on probation, Sam. That means that I can. So what are you needing at a garage sale?
Toaster. I needed a new toaster.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens. Let's take a look in your trunk.
Sam folds his arms.
Here or at the station?
Sam throws Iverson his keys.
Step back.
Sam scowls as he steps away from the car. Iverson opens the boot and finds it filled with expensive-looking silverware. He also finds tools and picks up a black balaclava.
Going skiing, Sam?
Sam frowns. Iverson throws the balaclava back in the boot.
All right, you know what to do.
Sam leans on the car and puts his hands behind his back. At the shop, Danielle makes the juice drink.
Maybe they'll give you a commendation at the next city council meeting.
Ooh, maybe they will. I would take it, too.
I was kidding. Besides, the thief wasn't even one of your regulars.
Hey, I made the connection, though.
Hey. I had a little thief come in here the other day.
Serious? You take anything?
She. No. Tried to sell me some jade. Said it was her mom's, but I doubt it.
What was it?
It's a little Buddha.
Old jade, about 6 inches tall.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
At Kate's house. It was stolen from Kate's house.
When?
My guess? The night she died. What are you saying, Mom? I don't think Kate's death was an accident.
You know, there's a lot of jade Buddhas out there. As far as we know, this isn't the one that Kate showed you.
Or is.
If it was, she sold it and didn't tell her husband. Or maybe it was stolen at the garage sale. Didn't you say that people wander around the house looking at stuff? Oh, it's okay. You can't see us in here.
Yeah, I know. I watch cop shows.
Okay. Sam Burgess. Currently on parole for breaking and entering, burglary, selling, possessing stolen goods, and assault. His trunk was packed with all the tools of the trade.
Well, like I said, I've never seen him before.
I wanted you to get a closer look. You're sure?
Oh, I would have remembered him. Where was he the night Kate died?
Jail. Drunk and disorderly over in Renton. Perfect alibi.
Jennifer grips Iverson's wrist.
Are you sure he can't see me?
Yep.
In Iverson's office.
I think that you should be very satisfied. Your theory was spot on. A thief is off the streets because of you.
I suppose.
What?
Well, call it woman's intuition or whatever, but when Kate asked me to lunch, I got the feeling that something was wrong.
Like?
I don't know. I just think she needed to confide in someone. And then she turns up dead just days after. And then a valuable item is missing from her home. And that same item, a jade Buddha, or one just like it, turns up at my secondhand store with someone wanting to sell it and lying about how they got it.
Mm-hmm. And that's all conjecture. Good conjecture. But here are all the facts, okay? Toxicology is back.
He opens up the file.
Kate had some alcohol in her system. Not a lot. And some zolpidem, a sleeping pill. Now, those two in combination could have compromised her balance. Her injuries are consistent with a fall, and the cause of death, a fractured skull. It was an accident, Jennifer. She was home alone, the house wasn't robbed, the missing Buddha notwithstanding.
Jennifer looks a little rueful.
Okay, I hear you.
Thank you. I know that you're stubborn. Hey, with Sam off the streets, I think we'll be seeing a lot less burglaries.
Jennifer smiles. Celeste marches into a grungy secondhand store where a burly guy is behind the counter. She puts the Jade Buddha down.
Hey! This is real. And it's old.
You looking to sell it or pawn it?
Maybe sell it.
It's real. What are you looking to get for it?
I think it's worth $1,000.
Not to me. I could give you 100.
300.
125.
200.
That's it.
Blue-eyed Celeste sighs, then her eyes rove in thought.
Fine.
She spots white ornaments.
Hey, see those little statues? How much do you want for them?
7 lucky gods, $20.
Is that all?
They're imitations, plastic replicas. Real antique Japanese ivory? They'd be worth $5,000.
There were originals on the shelf at Kate and Ben's house. At Jennifer and Jason's...
Logan, go help your mother.
I'm in the middle of a game.
It's a beautiful day, sky's blue, smell of mesquite smoke, and you're staring at a screen.
Danielle said those veggie kebabs aren't organic, and the corn has been genetically modified to kill any bug that eats it. So what's better, me doing this or you doing that?
Logan, turn that off and go help your mom bring out the food.
Air Force fighter pilots in the future will need this skill set.
Oh, so it's a national defense thing.
If we lose the next war, it's your fault.
Logan goes into the kitchen where Jennifer's preparing lunch.
All this?
All of it.
Hello?
Hey, Danielle. No. Make more trips.
Logan, I came specifically for those beans. Be careful. What time did you tell Detective Iverson to arrive?
Well, what?
Thanks for the info, Mom. You think I want to look like this?
They're all eating at a table outside.
I love
this. Hey,
too, right?
I'm not gonna up to it. No, it's obvious. I blame myself for not thinking of it. Garage sales are a natural way for a burglar to case a house.
I was surprised at how often people are actually let into the house.
Well, yeah. Most people are nice. If you ask them to use the restroom, they'll tell you to go inside.
Yeah, it's about 6,000 home burglaries a day.
What? Really? Well, every day?
Yeah, less than 15% are ever caught.
Well, that's it. New career choice.
No, you need to go to college.
College for burglars.
Hey, can I get you another lemonade?
That'd be great. Thanks, Anna.
You're welcome.
Perhaps your father would like a lemonade?
Yeah, I was already getting you one.
So, I have a home alarm and it goes right to a private security company. Am I safe?
You're never safe.
Zip it.
Truth is, most pros don't even worry about alarms. They're usually in and out in less than 8 minutes.
That fast?
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Wow.
Less than that if they've already been inside.
Iverson and Hannah wash up.
You know, I jog when I'm stressed. Clears my head.
Oh, yeah, I'm a runner, too. But I don't look like I keep in shape.
No, you look fine. I just didn't think you were a runner. You know, I do the school track in the mornings when I'm here. If you want to run, I go around 7.
Good to know.
Night. Celeste, Ralph, and Fred are parked outside Ben's house.
Okay, Freddy, we're getting in and out in less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Hey, you be ready.
All right.
Ralph and Celeste don balaclavas. They hurry out of the van, Ralph with a backward glance at Fred. Ralph and Celeste approach the house. He lifts her to the roof. She quickly makes her way across the tiled sloping roof and stops beside a wide window, which appears to have a light on behind it. She glances through the glass, then darts past. Further along the roof, she finds a window standing part of the way open. She slides the window fully open and climbs into the house. Downstairs, she opens a door for Ralph. She beckons him in and they hurry to the ivory statues by torchlight. The light comes on. Ben aims a handgun.
Don't move.
The burglars freeze. At rags to riches.
But what does that mean?
Oh, it means that someone was in the house. And if someone was in the house the night that Kate died...
It's a pretty big if. Look, just let me play devil's advocate for a sec. All of the other burglaries that you tied to garage sales, was anybody hurt?
No.
No. Burglars want to grab and go. I'm thinking.
Hey, what's up?
I found the shop.
Let me get my purse.
What you... Oh. Okay.
Bye, Danny.
Bye. Have fun, you guys, and your little adventure.
Iverson shows the secondhand store owner his ID.
Looking for a small green jade Buddha. Girl sold it to you a couple days ago?
I don't think so. She have a receipt?
You give out receipts for stolen items?
Whoa. We check ID on everything. We do a 2-week police hold on everything we take in.
Listen, I need that Buddha now. If I don't see it in the next 60 seconds, I'm gonna have a crew down here checking every item in your store. The back room, the office, everything.
I'll get it.
Great.
Jennifer spots the ivory copies.
Hey, those are like the ones on the shelf that were next to the jade.
Yeah, Celeste said the clerk told her they're worth about $5,000.
The owner returns with the jade Buddha and hands it over.
Is that it?
That's it. Kate had a price tag right here. You can feel the adhesive.
Ordinarily, it would be out of the question.
I have been very helpful so far, you have to admit.
No doubt about that.
And you have complimented me on my powers of observation.
Never seen anything like it.
So, detective, what do you say?
Iverson looks thoughtful.
Fine. You can watch.
He interviews Ralph.
I got no idea. I was never in the house before in my life.
That's funny because I got a witness who saw you there during a garage sale.
What? I can't go to a garage sale? The stuff that I saw was on the driveway. I was never in the house.
But somehow, just somehow, you knew right where a valuable set of antique ivories was located.
I had no idea. I didn't break into the house, okay? Celeste did. She opened the glass door and I walked in.
I don't know if you're dumb or just stupid. I've got you in 3 different states, all burglaries.
Ralph scowls.
It wasn't me.
Ralph nods his head nervously. Iverson glances at the mirror. Jennifer watches from behind the glass. Iverson interviews Fred in the same room.
I don't know what they were doing in there. They just asked me to give them a ride.
Right now, cops are going through that shack you call a home. A lot of stolen goods are turning out.
Whatever, I didn't steal them.
You do know that driving a car involved in a crime is the same thing as committing the crime, right?
Fred leans forward, smirking.
We were in a van.
Iverson glances round at the mirror again. Jennifer's still watching. Iverson interviews sobbing Celeste.
I was afraid of him. I wanted to leave, but he was abusive. Physically.
I don't believe you. Maybe a judge will, maybe not.
What will happen to me?
Not good things. State penitentiary, you know, the dead body could complicate stuff.
She was already dead, I swear.
If right now you tell me the truth, you are state's evidence. Your friends will take the fall. You may walk, probation. But Celeste, one lie, and this conversation is over.
Iverson leans on the table between them and stares at her firmly. Her eyes rove in thought.
Okay.
Iverson sits back in his seat.
Did Ralph physically abuse you?
Her lips twitch, her expression hardens, and she sits back.
No.
Good start. Tell me what happened the night you took the Jade Buddha.
She exhales and her eyes rove. She licks her lips.
We checked out the house at the garage sale. People had nice things, nice neighborhood.
I jimmied the window and climbed in.
I can do it so there's no marks. I opened the back door, and there was this stuff on the shelf, the Jade Buddha,
and other things. But we were after money, jewelry, and that's always kept upstairs. So we were about to go up, and that's when we just saw her lying there. She was dead, man. We turned and ran back. I grabbed the Buddha on the way out. It was something, at least.
She shakes her head.
I thought it was supposed to bring good luck. Guess not.
It's so simple, it makes sense. Slip in the back door, see a dead body, panic and flee, stop just long enough to grab one thing.
She's a liar, she's a good one.
I believe her.
Yeah, me too. Unless someone changes their story, I think we got this all wrapped up.
Will she go to prison?
Doubt it, no priors. The other two, absolutely. Hey, can I, can I ask you something?
Sure.
This is awkward as heck.
What?
And if you tell me to take a leap, I'll drop it.
What in the world are you talking about?
Iverson fiddles with his tie.
Well, I enjoyed meeting your daughter.
I like her too.
Good. Okay. Well?
She's an adult. You ask her, not me. But, since I am her mom, if you treat her badly, I will take your badge and pin it someplace sensitive.
She smiles and heads off, leaving Iverson looking thoughtful. Leaving the sheriff's department, Jennifer answers her ringing phone.
Hey, Ben, what's up? Sure, I can do that.
Jennifer pulls up outside Ben's house. Ben sits on the front steps. He gets up as Jennifer approaches.
I appreciate this so much. It's something that I'd really rather not do.
Oh, I understand.
The ceremony tomorrow will be for immediate family only.
Of course.
I don't know what to make of the fact that the house was broken into. They didn't...
I think it was just bad timing on their part, that's all.
Yeah, the detective seemed pretty sure, and it makes sense. Why break in, attack someone, and then not clean the place out?
I agree.
I gotta get out of this house. Are you okay inside?
Oh, yes, I'll be fine.
Mr. Donaldson from the chapel said that you could just drop it by any time this afternoon.
Okay, Ben, before the dress, did you have something in mind?
He looks sad.
Oh. I don't know. There was a navy blue dress that she liked. Silk. And anything else that you think might be appropriate. You know, I can stay if you want.
No, you go on. I'll be okay.
He nods.
Just close the door when you leave. It's locked.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think it would make her happy to know that those purses were going to benefit her charity. They're in the walk-in closet on the right-hand side.
I'll take care of it.
Thanks again.
Ben gets into his car, which is parked nearby. Jennifer goes into the house. She shuts the front door, then carefully steps around the spot where Kate fell. She goes upstairs and enters the bedroom. She puts her bag and coat on the bed, then goes over to the jewelry stand and picks out a necklace. She weighs the diamond necklace in her hand and holds it up to study it. She takes it to the window for more light. She jumps as the phone rings behind her. She pats her chest and takes a breath. She picks out a couple of handbags, then another from on top of a cabinet. She puts the handbags onto the bed. She goes over to the clothes rail and selects some clothes. She takes a string of pearls off the jewelry stand. She opens a little case and puts the pearls carefully inside. She takes two pearl earrings off the stand. On her way back to the bed, she drops one of the earrings onto the carpet. She She bends down to pick it up, then hesitates. She spots a shard of fake fingernail under the bed. She straightens. She unzips her bag and takes out a pair of tweezers. She bends to reach under the bed. She picks up the little piece of acrylic fingernail and drops it into a small plastic bag. She holds up the bag and studies the piece of material. She puts the tweezers down. She bends to look under the bed again and lifts up the covers. There's a mark on the wooden bed frame. At the chapel.
Shoes. Slip. Stockings?
Oh, yes, I have stockings right here. And a pearl necklace and earrings.
Oh.
The grey-haired funeral director takes the case and lifts out the necklace, which he studies.
Oh, you know these are imitation.
Really?
Jennifer takes them back and unfastens the clasp. She frowns.
Well, I just grabbed what was there. Does it make a difference?
Oh, no. We just note that in case someone makes a later claim. Thank you.
I won't be attending the service tomorrow. Could I possibly say goodbye to her just for a moment? It would mean a lot to me. After the accident, I was the one that discovered her. It's been very upsetting. I could use the closure. And this kindness would be kept between us, of course. Thank you.
The funeral director leaves, then returns to the chapel, pushing a gurney with a white sheet draped over the body. He stops, and Jennifer stands up, facing the gurney.
Please understand that she will look completely different tomorrow. Hair, makeup, nails.
I understand.
Will 5 minutes be sufficient?
Yes, thank you.
The funeral director goes. Jennifer hesitates as she approaches the gurney, then reaches out for the sheet and uncovers Kate's head and shoulders. Saddened, she lowers the sheet further and studies Kate's hands, which are resting on her chest. Jennifer spots one of Kate's fake fingernails is missing. The actual nail is broken. Jennifer's eyes rove. At home, she sits in the garage. Jason comes in.
Hey.
Hey.
Everything okay?
I had the weirdest day today. First, I went to a pawn shop with Detective Iverson, who, by the way, wants to ask Hannah out.
I wish him luck.
And then we went to interrogate the thieves.
You interrogated the thieves?
I watched. The guys lied. The girl admitted to breaking in, but said Kate was already dead. I need your help to figure this out.
Right, left, or both?
Both, please.
He massages her feet.
I dropped one of her earrings and I kneel down to pick it up and I see under the bed an acrylic nail tip.
I'm no expert on nails, but they do break off, right?
Yeah, they do, but Kate told me she was having her nails done the day before we were supposed to have lunch. And when I saw her at the funeral home, her nail was broken.
I'm not getting the significance of this.
It's just little things adding up to something.
Okay.
I went to her jewelry box to get a string of pearls. I see one of her bracelets, diamonds, beautiful. But it doesn't feel right, so I hold it up to the window. It's not real.
Honey, I'm still lost. So she had a fake bracelet.
Well, the pearls were fake, too. But the thing that has me freaked out... It looked like there was a little dried blood on the bed frame.
What does Detective Iverson think?
Oh, switch. Oh, well, I haven't talked to him yet. Not about this new info.
He says accident, right?
Yes, but we now know that there was a break in the night that she died.
All right, and what do you think?
I don't know. Just that Kate wouldn't have fake anything. She was proud of her home, their cars, her lifestyle. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we were thinking about using Ben as our financial guy.
I wish we had. Everyone who uses him is doing quite well.
Why didn't we?
I don't know. I think I just wanted to keep our investments where we always had them.
Mm-hmm. In this house?
Exactly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, two for one.
Night in the kitchen, Jennifer writes at the bottom of a list of notes which include the words bedroom, blood, bed frame, broken fingernail. She adds Jay Buddha, then goes back up the list and crosses out the words fake diamonds. At the kitchen counter, she holds her hands to her mouth thoughtfully. She goes upstairs in her nightgown.
Logan? Logan!
She opens the door to find Logan playing a computer game, listening to headphones. She turns the light on and off.
Hi, Mom.
Safe to come in?
You should be in bed.
What about you?
I've made level 6.
Oh, congratulations, I think.
Dad says you're all worked up over your friend dying and all.
Oh, well, I don't know if I would put it that way, but I'm definitely trying to figure a few things out.
We'll do it. I have faith. You've got the best problem-solving mind I've met.
Thank you.
Serious. You would have been a great gamer if you weren't a garage sale diva.
How come I never know if I'm being complimented or insulted by you?
Always compliments, Moms. But for real, did you know that researchers showed gamers to have remarkable logical thinking, problem-solving, observational, and visual skills?
No.
Well, not only that, but parents and children who play together have better relationships.
She smiles. Logan gets a keyboard and brings it back to Jennifer. They sit on the end of his bed.
Just forget about what you're trying to solve. Focus on the game, and when you're done, you might have your answer.
My son Yoda. Okay, do I know this game?
Yep, Minecraft. It'll hoover the corners of your brain.
Right, Minecraft. I think I remember this.
Front, back, left, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Day, Hannah and Iverson jog.
You doing okay?
Fine. What have we gone? A couple miles now, right?
Almost.
Great. Yeah, no sweat.
So my mom just never gives up. And it's amazing what turns up at these garage sales. I love going with her and watching her do her thing.
Yeah, I was gonna go to a few now myself. If you wanted to come, it might be fun.
Are you asking me on a date to a garage sale?
Well, I thought it might be fun, you know?
I might consider dinner and a movie, but only if you can keep up.
I keep up?
That's good, Doogie. Because at school, I'm on the cross-country team.
She races off, leaving Iverson trailing. A bald, goatee, bearded man enters Rags to Riches.
More desks over there. And I'm around. If you need any more help. Okay, have fun. Oh, hi.
Hello. I'm Richard Miller from the Asian Arts Gallery. You sent me an email concerning a reproduction Qing vase.
Yeah, I'm sorry you didn't need to come all the way down here. I was just looking for a little more information before I put it up on eBay.
May I see it?
Sure.
Danielle grabs the vase.
Careful.
Why? You don't think it's worth anything, do you?
If someone is going to make a high-quality fake, it's usually Ming Dynasty. This is later Qing. No one really bothers. I've never seen a good fake, but this is good. This is very good. Yes, what would you like for it?
$75?
$75.
That's a price tag.
Oh. Well, you must have mismarked it. The tag says 50.
There you are. Our loss.
Very good.
Oh, great! Okay. A fox. You're an expert. I've always wondered, is it vase or vase?
When something is this nice, it deserves to be called vase.
Uh-huh.
And how did you figure this out?
Video games. My son's idea.
So you saw the body?
And Kate was missing an acrylic nail. I found it under the bed.
Jennifer hands the backed-up nail to Iverson, who studies it carefully.
Okay.
So what's your theory?
I think Ralph surprised Kate in the bedroom. He knocked her down, he panicked, and then he threw her down the stairs. They ran out, but Celeste had to take just one thing.
The Buddha for good luck.
Yes. When Kate fell, she caught her hand on the bed frame and she tore off her fingernail. I think that there's dried blood on the bed frame.
Iverson looks thoughtful. Kate raises her eyebrows. Iverson gets out of his car outside Ben's house.
Detective?
Mr. Douglas? This will only take a minute. Just trying to tie up some loose ends.
Sure. No problem. Come on in.
Iverson drips fluid onto the marked bed frame.
This test can tell us almost immediately if dried substance is human blood.
Ben stands by.
Where did this suddenly come up? Why here? Who saw blood on the side of the bed, for God's sake?
In the questioning of our suspects, there were some inconsistencies.
Please don't tell me that you think Kate was assaulted. Please don't tell me that. Not now.
Iverson swabs the bed frame.
Mr. Douglas, when new information comes forward, we act upon it.
Are you people completely incompetent? My wife may have been murdered, and you didn't investigate the crime scene properly?
Gritting his teeth, Ben marches out of the bedroom. Jennifer arrives at Rags to Riches.
Hello. These purses of Kate's are unbelievable. I feel kind of weird just touching them.
Kate was a big supporter of the animal rescue. Ben thought it would be a nice memorial.
So, I have big news.
I have big news.
Okay.
Jennifer wins rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Adam called. The test showed positive for blood on the bed frame.
Oh my God. You almost single-handedly solved this.
Well, hardly. But Adam is very appreciative of my help, and he said he would keep me informed.
You're natural. This is like your destiny. No, because you see all the little things, and then you put them all together, and you solve the question. You were born to do this.
Well,
I'm serious. The police should hire you.
Oh, come on.
Hey, what's that?
I don't know. Something.
The Ching vase in a box.
Don't touch it.
Why? You're the one that treated it like a football. I thought you sold this.
I did. That's my big news.
Sit. Oh, this should be good.
Well, Mr. Miller from the gallery returned it.
He thinks the fake's a fake?
No. He thinks the fake is real.
Serious?
He said his ethical standards wouldn't allow him to keep it. So he offered to buy it from us, or we could consign it with them for auction.
How much?
He would give us $110,000 today.
Jennifer's stunned.
And the estimate for the roof is only $20,000.
Danielle hugs the vase.
Legally, it's ours.
She beams at Jennifer, who shuts her eyes.
Oh. This hurts.
Jennifer and Danielle have the wooden box at the house where Jennifer bought the vase.
Hi. Well, here it is. I had no idea. Come in, please.
Oh, thank you, but we can't. We just wanted to make sure this got back to you safely.
Thank you so much. We used to put flowers in it when I was a child. Can you imagine?
Well, just don't sell it at your next garage sale.
I won't. Mr. Miller is on his way over. Do you think I should accept his offer?
I think Mr. Miller is an honest man.
And you are honest women. You have no idea what this means to me.
Well, we're glad it all worked out.
Really, you have no idea. My house is about to go into foreclosure. Thanks to this, I'll be able to pay off my mortgage.
The old lady stifles tears.
You are my angels. Thank you.
Jennifer beams. Night, Jason finds Jennifer making dinner in the kitchen.
Detective by day, housewife by night.
Well, I've been retired.
I know.
Adam stopped by my office.
Great, I was just trying to help.
And you did, you're amazing. He gives you full credit.
I know, but I've been too involved already.
You know how much I love you, right? And when you get it in your mind to do something, there's no stopping you.
Okay. Don't worry, I'm gonna leave it to the pros. It's a murder investigation now.
Maybe murder. Adam says blood just means that at some point someone may have cut themselves in the bedroom.
Right, what do I know? I'm just a garage sale diva.
Where did that come from?
Our son.
Oh, and a great cook.
Philanthropist, too. I gave away $110,000 today.
Day.
Morning, Mom.
Hey, sweetheart.
Are you going to a garage sale?
I know, Atlantis 2 and Super Sidekick.
Any old Atari.
Got it.
Thanks, Mom.
Love you.
She grabs her flask, her keys, and her list of addresses and heads off. She drives down a tree-lined road in bright sunlight. She pulls over beside a well-kept front garden where a sale is in progress. She gets out. She heads into the busy sale and spots a few familiar faces. The bearded gentleman, the red-haired lady. She focuses on some blank black cartridges on a table nearby.
It's a thing, you know. I collected them for my grandmother when she passed. It's a thing. I love lamps.
Just this.
Thanks. Oh, it pays to check these out.
I once found a $20 bill in an inside pocket.
I almost sold a pair of pants with a credit card. I always go through everything inside and out.
Jennifer watches as a buyer checks through a handbag before paying for it. She hurries into Rags to Riches and gets Kate's handbags from under the counter. She goes through the contents, finding some mints, some tissues, and a parking ticket. She continues looking and finds a small USB drive. She finds a business card with Catherine Newhoff, ESQ, Family Law Practice, printed on it. Jennifer looks up urgently. She plugs the drive into a computer, device not recognized. She frowns and studies the business card. She arrives in Catherine Newhoff's office.
Thank you very much.
I'm Catherine. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm Jennifer.
Please.
Thank you. As family law, you handle divorce, right?
We specialize in difficult and contested divorce cases. Are you seeking representation?
No. I'm a friend of Kate Douglas. Was a friend.
I read about that. I'm so sorry.
I found your card in one of her purses.
Well, that's interesting.
Did you represent her? Was she seeking a divorce?
I couldn't answer that if I was representing her. We charge a lot of money for discretion. But since she is deceased, I will tell you that I've never spoken to Kate Douglas about anything. How are you concerned?
I'm helping her husband with some of her belongings. I found your card and I was curious. Thank you for your time.
Dark-haired Catherine watches as Jennifer leaves the office. At night, Jennifer's at the Rags to Riches computer.
Indianapolis to here. Can you drive it? Oh, Ben, please be too far.
Drive time, 8 hours, 5 minutes.
Oh, man. It would have been a long drive, but you could have done it.
Hey, sweetheart. Oh, no, I'm just cleaning up some paperwork. Pizza? Yeah, that's fine. Just save me a slice. Oh, honey, will you have Logan call me? It's a computer thing. Thanks.
Jennifer picks up the USB drive she found in Kate's handbag, then plugs it in. The same message appears on screen. Device not recognized.
Hey, Logan. I'm getting a device not recognized thing when I try to open a flash drive. You can do that? Okay, well, no, I'm already online. Okay. Request for remote access. So I hit allow. Perfect. All right, I'll go to that.
Attempting device restoration. The computer works and a new message appears. Device restoration complete. Smiling, Jennifer hits open and a window full of files comes up.
Oh my goodness, Logan, you are a genius. Thank you.
Oh, and don't tell your dad what I'm up to, okay? Thanks.
She clicks a file marked Douglas Financial. A spreadsheet ends with a red figure, minus $3.5 million.
Oh, wow.
Jennifer's eyes rove. Outside the shop, Ben pulls up by the roadside. In a black jacket, he frowns darkly as he scans over his shoulder. He glances at the shop, then gets out of the car. Jennifer reads an email by Kate.
Ben, if you don't admit what you have done, then you leave me no choice. I will not stand by someone who has devastated friends, family, clients. If you do the right thing, then you have my full support. We can start over. Kate.
Jennifer's open-mouthed.
Oh, my.
Ben looks through the window on the front door and spots Jennifer behind the counter. He opens the door and walks inside. Jennifer turns and stands.
Ben, what are you doing here?
In gloves, he leans on the counter.
Why are you investigating me? Why are you going to my lawyer asking about my marriage? You found a business card in one of Kate's purses. What else did you find?
She picks up her phone.
Ben, you're scaring me.
Put it down, Jen.
He aims a gun.
Move away from the computer. Move!
I've already called Detective Iverson and told him everything.
I don't think so.
She looks nervous.
You're like Madoff, right?
On a smaller scale.
Only Kate wouldn't stand by and let you get away with it. She insisted that you admit that you lost your client's money.
I have enough. More than enough to live nicely in Brunei.
I couldn't figure out how you got from Indianapolis to here, but then I realized you drove. It's only 8 hours. So Kate had no idea that you were coming home that night.
Flashback. Kate wakes as Ben walks up the stairs.
I knew it happened in the bedroom. But you didn't realize that she cut her hand and tore off her fingernail when she hit the bed frame.
Kate hits the floor. The nail comes off.
Because I found the nail underneath the bed. You wanted it to look like an accident. So you carried your wife to the top of the stairs. And you tossed her like you were throwing out the trash.
With the gun trained on Jennifer, Ben paces behind the counter and takes the USB drive from the computer.
This is what had me worried. It was missing from my office and I had no idea where it was. And now I think it's time I took a vacation.
He fires, but Jennifer nips behind a bookcase and bolts through the shop towards the back stairs. Ben chases her, firing off shots. Jennifer sprints onto the roof. She darts behind a raised vent on the rooftop and ducks down. Ben fires again and the bullet ricochets off the vent cover. Ben knows she's there and slowly makes his way across the roof as Jennifer cowers. Suddenly the roof gives way beneath Ben's feet. Jennifer looks out from behind the vent as Ben falls through the roof. She sits back and holds her head. The police are outside. Danielle finds Jennifer.
Your date.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
A stiff-looking Ben is loaded into the back of an ambulance on a gurney. Iverson approaches.
Well, there's such thing as karma. We just saw it. Lots of broken bones, lots of pain. It'd be good to stand trial in a few months. You really are something.
You know, what set him off? I mean, why go after Jen so suddenly?
The visit to Ben's lawyer. The second Jennifer left her office, she called Ben. He flipped out, not knowing exactly what she knew and wondering if she had the flash drive that he was missing from his office. He had lost a lot of his client's money.
Kate found out and she threatened to expose him if he didn't come clean.
Can I get her home now?
Please. Sorry. Great, now your daughter wants to know how I could have put you in harm's way.
Iverson goes, studying his phone.
Okay, you guys go. I'll take care of everything.
Thank you. Okay.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Jason turns to Jennifer.
I thought we were going to leave this alone.
I tried. I really tried. I even went to a garage sale this morning to try to get my group back. And then I had an idea. And I didn't say anything because I promised you I was done.
Well, the bad guy would have gotten away with it if not for you. But from here on out, please just stick to garage sales.
I'll try.
They kiss, then look up.
I wonder if insurance would pay for the roof.
I think you've done enough wondering for one day.
Day, the Kate Douglas Memorial Garage Sale.
Enjoy. Oh, you're taking the chair? Very good. All right, $40. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, this was a genius idea. All the stuff we bought at 1,000 garage sales, turn around, sell it, and then give away the money.
Danny, it's for a good cause. Mm-hmm. Think about all the animals we'll be helping.
Okay.
And besides, isn't this all the stuff we tried to sell already but couldn't?
Yeah.
It'll make room for more
stuff.
There you go.
Why didn't I think of that?
Hannah wanders through the crowd.
Hey, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Come here, I want to show you something.
Okay.
He joins her by a box and she picks out a police badge.
It's an antique badge.
He studies it and smiles.
Nice.
As he looks up, she plants a lingering kiss on his lips. He nods and smiles.
Very nice.
That's for watching out for my mom.
I didn't do a very good job.
Well, with her, all we can do is try.
Mom! I found something interesting inside this wooden box filled with these old metal toy soldiers.
An old key.
Is this to a safe deposit box? Maybe with cash inside?
Oh, no.
This key has a number on it. This could be very interesting.
Jason and Logan look rueful as she holds up the key and smiles. Audio description by Deluxe.
She's got a smile that brings joy to everyone she greets. That quiet confidence makes friends of strangers who she meets. Look in those eyes and lovers' hearts all seem to skip a beat. The glow around her shows us one of nature's rarest treats. She's just a girl, that seems like such an easy thing to say. She's not a girl that you can hope to meet just any